Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hornet.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hornet.
Well, hello and a welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, brought to you by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, where we proudly promote positive people. You can visit us for all of your branding and publishing needs at WealthySistersMedia.com. That's WealthySisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, Media.com. Today's episode is sponsored by our proud platinum partner, TheHerbs.com, and you can visit them at TheHerbs.com. They are the number one cleansing online selling cleansing program for full body cleanse. And yes, we will tell you more about them throughout our show today. And you know what? Wealthy Sisters Media Group has started that cleanse. You know, I've done it, got a lot to share about it. It is a fantastic, fantastic product. So grateful to have them. And we're also sponsored by Audible.com today. Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever, and I like to add, however you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters. Be sure to put the Wealthy Sisters in there so that you can get your free book at audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters. Wealthy Sisters Radio is connecting business with people, stories, and music, and our purpose is twofold. First, love to provide you, the dynamic listener, with inspiration and encouragement and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and your life and have that positive impact right now. We don't want to delay it. We want it right now. And second, we must edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hornet, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and you know you can find us always at WealthySistersRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, another awesome Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014. Wow, I've been this age for 7 whole months now, right? January, baby. Yeah, I'm just letting you know, hint, hint, January 22nd. Okay, let me get back on track here. Well, you know, we're excited. We're just overjoyed, still celebrating our 5th anniversary this month, and we owe it all to you. Cannot thank you enough for being the best audience around. I mean, just the best. And last week, I want to encourage you to check out our actual anniversary celebration show. It was phenomenal. You can find it at WealthySistersRadio.com. We had none other than Bernadette Logue on, and I'm telling you, she was all the way in from Bali. It was a powerful show. We talked about the power of affirmations. It is a must add into your library show. Now, you know we are here every week at the same time. That's Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Eastern. So, again, thank you so much for spreading the word about Wealthy Sisters Radio. Well, you know, today we've got a lot of great things going on. Well, we will be announcing those winners of the free commercial at the end of the show. Yeah, going to keep you in a little suspense there. Now, you're asking, what free commercial? Well, I'm glad you asked. For anyone that's interested, you could possibly get a free commercial here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, and all you need to do is 3 simple things. Just follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's Facebook and Twitter at Wealthy Sisters. That's Facebook and Twitter at Wealthy Sisters, and simply join our mailing list at WealthySistersRadio.com. Just that easy. WealthySistersRadio.com, join our mailing list, follow us on Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters, and you too possibly can have your name selected for a free commercial. And we're only going to do it one more time this year. So the ones that we announce in August will be the last one. So you want to go ahead, don't delay. Get your name in there now. And also, we mentioned that we've started that full body cleanse with TheHerbs.com. Got a good group of people going, have partnered. If you wanting to have an accountability partner, I'm going to tell you this cleanse is phenomenal. It's nothing like releasing the toxins, giving you more mental clarity, more energy. I encourage you to go to our library and listen to the show that I did last year with the founder, the CEO of TheHerbs.com, Mr. A.D. Dolphin, and it was incredible. I lost weight. I wasn't trying to lose weight. My blood pressure was lowered. I lost inches off my hips and waist. It was just incredible, and it jump-started my life. You know, I haven't felt more alive, I don't think, since I was born, and I still feel that way. It's just incredible. I'm telling you, join us. Go to TheHerbs.com. Put in the Wealthy Sisters for your promo code, because they've even given us a discount. How incredible is that? Or you can just simply go to our website at Wealthy Sisters, and you can see the banner there about the cleanse and send us information. We've got all instructions there. If you want to become a part of the team, the Get Lean and Clean 2014 team, you can go there. Join it, and we will help pair you up with accountability partners and just keep you in the loop and just help encourage you along the way, because that's what we are here for. Also, well, you know, it's that time for our business question of the week. That's right. You know, we started this segment, and it's just been going great. We appreciate everybody sending in your inquiries, and for those of you all who are wanting to know, how can I get our question answered? You've got a question you want us to ask, I'll answer for you. All you've got to do is send us an email at family@wealthysistersradio.com, family@wealthysistersradio.com, or you can send us a call or hotline on our call us on a hotline at 800-917-9435, extension 808. You can even leave us a shout-out on there as well. But let us know what your business question is. I've been in business myself for over 25 years, and I don't know everything, but I do know how to find the people that know and how to research the information. So we will make sure that we get that answer for you. And so this week's question is all the way from Seattle, Washington, from Miss Monica. And Monica says that she is really using the social media. She's noticing how everyone still has all the Twitter. They've got their Facebook and LinkedIn and all of these other platforms. And she's trying to figure out, how are people able to manage them and send out their information all at one time? Well, that is a great question, Monica. Well, there's something called social media management platforms that you can use that will connect all of your social media outlets like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, your Pinterest, whatever you're using as far as social media, it will connect all of them for you and enable you to send the same tweet out or the same message to all of them at one time. Now, there is an article that I found from Search Engine Journal, that Search Engine Journal, and you just want to Google it. Just go and Google social media platforms, but Search Engine Journal, they kind of ranked these platforms. And starting with 10, they did the top 10, Crowd Booster, Social Flow, Bitly, EveryPost, Social, Sprout Social, Buffer, Spreadfast, TweetPee, Social Oomph, and the number one was Hootsuite. That's actually what I use as well. So check it out. It is a great way that you can manage your content, and you also get analytics from them as well. So, yeah, implement that into your program, Monica. Thank you so much, Monica, for sending your question in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. And, again, if you've got a business question that you would like us to answer, just send it to family@wealthysistersradio.com or give us a shout-out at 800-917-9435, extension 808. Yes, 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 indeed. Well, we've got a lot of exciting things going on. We've got the nomination of Business Woman of the Year. I want you to go check that out on the website as well. Just so much. We are providing you with resources. That's what we want you to know. We are here for you to help you in your business. We don't want you to feel like you're alone, because you are not. You've got Wealthy Sisters Media Group here to support you. Well, we're excited about our show today. You know it. You know it is another great show planned. And, you know, the topic today is, because you hear this a lot from people, even though you're working hard in your businesses and you're building, sometimes you can feel like, oh, I don't have enough, I don't have this. Listen, you don't need a fortune to estate plan. We're going to talk about how to protect everything you've worked hard for, what you've earned, how to protect your family, how to protect your children, because there is a point, we do know, we will make that transition. Certain things happen in life that we need protection or parameters in place. So this is a fabulous show that you want to tune into. And I am thrilled that our guest today is calling in. She's here in the Maryland area, DMV area. She's none other than attorney Aquanetta J. Betts, and she has over 10 years, has devoted her practice to 90% of wills, trusts, and estates. In addition, she also blogs about estate planning, and her practice also educates nonprofits on their charitable giving initiatives. So we are not going to keep her much longer from you. When we come back from this short commercial break, we want to welcome our very special guest, attorney Aquanetta Betts. Thank you for tuning in. You are truly listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
DHerbs.com's Full Body Cleanse works to naturally cleanse and detoxify the body, to aid in weight release, enhancing the immune system, and increasing energy levels. The Full Body Cleanse consists of the blood and lymphatic formula, cardiovascular, liver, spleen, and gallbladder, lungs and respiratory, kidneys, bladder, and adrenals, colon and digestive tract, and activated charcoal. When you cleanse your body, you open up the door to healing and rejuvenation. DHerbs.com.
Dream big, financial freedom, lifestyle change, additional income, be your own boss. If this is the life you've dreamed of, Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry is the business for you. This business is simple. If you can wear the jewelry, you can sell the jewelry.
I've earned a $10,000 bonus check.
I'm able to earn $600 to $800 per show and more. Visit TracyLynnJewelry.com and remember,
behind every great woman are more great women.
Yes, we are here live on Wealthy Sisters Radio, just celebrating success, life, happiness, celebrating you. We appreciate you for helping to make our 5 years just a dynamic one. And all we can say is look out, get ready. We are geared up, charged up, fired up, and ready for the next five and beyond. And just thank you so much for spreading the word. If you really, really see the value in that show, tell somebody else about it. Share it. Tweet it out. You know, put it on your Facebook page. Put it on your website, your blog. Talk about it, because the more positive information we have out there, just imagine, you guys, if our show that shares this positive information, just imagine if more people listen to it, what the world would be like, how we would be able to operate in our business. And not only that, to see that women do get along, right? That we are serious about our business, and you don't have to be at each other's throat to have success or to make money. So, you know, it is just great. So we appreciate you so much for listening to the show, downloading the show, and as always, sharing Wealthy Sisters Radio. Well, as we promised, our very special guest is here today. We're talking about you don't need a fortune to estate plan, how to protect what you've earned, with none other than attorney Aquanetta J. Betts. Hello, Aquanetta. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Hello, Deborah. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Absolutely, absolutely. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic, excited to be here and ready to share with all the great listeners out there. There's a lot of great information, especially for business owners, other individuals, or anyone out there who's living and breathing at this moment. There's great information for you. So
yeah,
I'm excited to talk about it.
Well, good. We always say, you know, we make the least favorite topics a lot of fun here on the show. You know, you've got other topics out there that people want to gravitate to. something sure. that may not be as a positive or something that could help you, but this is so important. This is something we all need to be talking about, like, every day, you know, in school. It's just when we leave, when we transition, what happens? What next? We don't just leave.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. We need a plan, just as we plan our vacation time, just as we plan our birthday parties, our anniversary parties. Everything that we think about and put some effort into, your life here on this earth also should have a plan for what's to take place when we're no longer around. We have to get serious about it, because otherwise we'd be such a mess for loved ones, for our business partners. And we need to be more responsible. It's an effort in being responsible and taking care of your business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that stings. It really does, because I've been through it. I've lived through it. I've experienced it, and certainly, you know, have restless nights when I think of what else I need to put in place and things that, you know, you just never can have enough time sometimes to sing, but you have to make that time to put those things in place, you know, especially like you said, when you have your business, when you have children, you know, just so much that we can do before time to prevent. But before we get into all of this great information we want to talk about, we want to get a chance to know you a little bit more. We are, as I always say, a little nosy here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. We always like to know the background. Where is she from? Where did she grow up? And how did she begin her journey? You know, I'm proud to let everybody know up front, we got a fellow Georgia Peach, because they know I talk about being a Georgia Peach all the time here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. We know you are from Augusta, but why don't you just take a little bit of time here and just share a little bit about who you are and how you began your journey here as an attorney?
Sure, Deborah. Yes, Deborah, you and I, we have a lot in common. And I think I heard you mention that your birthday is January the 22nd. Is that correct?
Yes, I
did. My birthday is January the 21st. So
oh, my God. We missed that.
Yeah. We have even more in common than we thought. So,
yes.
And we both are from Georgia.
Yes.
Born and raised in Augusta, Georgia. And after graduating high school there in Augusta, I left and went away to college, and then returned home temporarily, had to regroup, and then I applied to become a flight attendant with American Airlines at the age of 21, and I got my wings and started flying with American Airlines and did that for 15 years, and during that time, I actually finished my undergraduate degree in Florida. I was based in Miami, Florida at the time. And then went on to law school. I always knew that I wanted to go to law school, be a lawyer. So I had a roundabout way of getting there, but I actually worked trips mostly on the weekend and then went to law school. So that worked out for me with the flexibility of the job. So after becoming a flight attendant.
Being a former flight attendant, I know that was easy to fly on the weekends. You always had trips available.
Yes. Not a problem at all.
Yeah.
So that helped with my school schedule tremendously. So after my career as a flight attendant, after doing that for 15 years, it was fantastic. It was wonderful. I met my husband that way, and we met on a flight. He is a retired airline pilot. So we had that in common because we both love the lifestyle, the flexibility of the time off, the days off. So after the flight attendant career, I decided it was time for me to start practicing law. And I've always had a love for estate planning. And I know people are thinking, oh, yucky, how could somebody actually love estate planning? You're planning for things that are to come that are not always so good to talk about. Mm-hmm. But for me, it comes easy. As a teenager, my mother was stricken very early on with a very debilitating illness. She had a spinal cord tumor in her 30s, and we were very young. My siblings and I were very young. We were teenagers. My parents had divorced a decade or so before. And so my mom was raising the three of us, and she was a licensed practical nurse at the time, very mobile, outgoing woman. But this disease, this illness, eventually caused her to become a paraplegic, confined to a wheelchair for probably the last 25 years of her life. But during the initial part of her illness, my siblings and I were responsible for much of her care, her daily care. She was bedridden for several months at a time, lots of hospitalization. So at a very early age, I got a chance to see that side of life.
Yes.
Where things do happen. One day everything is going just fine. You're all perfect. You're smiling. You're living a wonderful life. And then, boom, all of a sudden, things change. The income in your household changes.
Yes.
My mom could not work. So what happens then? So I saw all of those difficulties, all of those things that we hope will never happen. They actually did happen to us. So I got a chance to see what it was like to have health problems, and I decided, you know, estate planning actually helps people. It gives them the ability to put things in place in case there is an illness, in case children. You need to have provisions in place. You need to set things up just in case you're no longer around. Who will care for my children? And also, that part of my life, the early years, it really formed me. So when I speak about estate planning, I really speak with a heartfelt sincerity because I've lived through so much of these things, and I know how planning can actually help. It can make the lives of your loved ones much easier. It can take some of the stress away. So
that's part
of my story, and that's why I'm so drawn to estate planning.
Yeah, and it shows, you know, it's incredible how we look at our life and we see our experiences and how you have done it so beautifully, been able to turn that into a positive to help so many people, all of the people that you're supporting through your business and through your blog as well, because we do have to have someone passionate about it and to have that experience. I know you can explain to others why, and by sharing your story, they can hear why they need to take the time to just put these simple measures in place.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very, very important, and I recommend it for, I would say, everyone, but definitely most individuals should have some sort of estate plan in place. It doesn't always have to be a very complicated plan, but at least the basics should be covered. And the basics I would consider would be a will for individuals, and you should also have a financial power of attorney, which would give a trusted individual, someone that you would appoint to, just in case of your incapacity, you may have an accident that may just put you out of your normal element, let's say, for a few weeks or so. And things may need to be handled, and that financial power of attorney will allow that individual to maintain your business, to handle contacting your banks or lenders or whoever else needs to be dealt with. So it doesn't necessarily mean when you have an estate plan all going to deal with your debt. I'm just talking about a temporary setback for you.
Right.
So have something in place. So a medical directive, which would, again, address some of the issues if you have a hospital stay or dealing with doctors. It could just be a momentary type of situation. But nowadays, there's so many privacy laws. If you don't have that specific individual name in writing to help you, it can be very complicated. I receive
calls your family to get information.
Absolutely. And we're talking moms and dads. We're talking children. Adult children can't even address medical issues for their parents because there's nothing in writing. So it makes it very difficult. I've heard of young people being away at college, and they are involved in a car accident. And their parents fly in to come to be with their child who's sick, and the hospital is saying, we can't give you any information. So there's nothing. It makes it very challenging. It really does.
Right.
So if
so
there
as
are
a
some,
child, so, you're saying, an adult, a young adult going to college, you're saying they need, once they graduate up from under your roof, that parental guardianship in that state or whatever no longer applies. You're saying they need to have a medical and a financial directive, a medical directive as well.
Yes. Uh-huh. There are many instances where young people go off to college when they turn 18. They could still be in high school at 18. They turn 18, there are many rights the parents are no longer able to address with their children. Those rights are gone. That 18-year-old is now considered an adult.
Uh-huh,
in many
uh-huh.
states, I would say most of our states in this country, at the age of 18, your parental rights are pretty much gone. So if that child's involved in some type of crisis or accident and you need to get there, you need to make medical decisions, you could actually go through quite a few hurdles so that you'd actually be able to make some decisions regarding your child.
Right.
I've heard of many, many instances where that has occurred, especially when children go off to college. I've had phone calls regarding that matter. So, yes, it is important to take a look at those things.
And
years
so when
ago,
they don't have something in place, sorry to cut you off there, but when they don't have something in place, then they have to go through like a probate or court or something like that system?
Yes. Let's just say your 18-year-old is involved in a terrible car accident. They survive.
Right.
They'll be fine, but for a while they will be hospitalized. And
right.
that child is unable to make decisions at that time because of a medical issue. It would be very prudent. It would be a very good idea. It would help move things along most of the time in a more efficient manner, faster, if there is a power of attorney, a medical directive in place, in hand, regarding your child, that your child has stated in writing, this is the individual or these are the individuals I want to make health care decisions for me in case of my incapacity.
Wow.
Because nowadays there are just so many issues regarding privacy. And so there are parents who do not have close connections with their children. So if a child is involved in some sort of accident, they may be 18 and this long-lost parent shows up at the hospital. The child may not want to see that person. But if it's not in writing, there are all sorts of issues that could come up. So it is a good idea when the child turns 18, the young adult turns 18, to put some things in place, especially in the cases that I just mentioned where a child is away and the parent needs to act.
Okay.
So
okay.
It could really make things complicated if there's nothing in writing.
Wow. And I know one of the things you mentioned, too, about the financial power of attorney. I hear people say this all the time. Well, you know, my child has power attorney. Or they think that that is all that they need and I'm not quite aware that. That power attorney, when that person expires, doesn't that power attorney expire as well?
You are exactly right. Upon a person's death, the financial power of attorney, that's it. It's over. It ends. And then that's where the other documents should come into play, such as a will or trust, that sort of thing, if you have that set up.
Okay.
But the financial power of attorney, it is only good during a person's lifetime. And, yes, and the financial power of attorney is a very helpful document. It can also be used to commit all sorts of crimes or take property away from individuals, especially in elderly situations. When you have an elderly client, you have to be really, really careful that that client is selecting an individual that they trust completely. Because there are so many cases where you have abuse, people abusing their financial power of attorneys. So that person that you select should be someone that's very well thought out and someone that you honestly believe you can trust them with anything. So
now,
think
what if a
part about that?
See, okay, because I've heard of this. Well, I mean, what if someone just really you don't know who to leave it to? You know, you don't really have that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have a wealth of names at their disposal.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, what does a person do? Is there some type of legal entity in place, or how does a person handle that situation?
If a person just cannot think of a trusted individual to name.
Right. Who? How would they handle that? What would they do?
That's a very good question. If you cannot think of a trusted, and that does come up, you have to find, you have to figure out someone.
Can the attorney do it? Is that where sometimes the attorney?
You can find maybe one of your financial advisors, that sort of thing. You can look to those individuals, professionals. You can look to them. And if you have a relationship with them, you can definitely see if that's something that would be workable or a doable agreement between you and the professional. So, yes, that is an option for sure. Because it is challenging. You hear so many stories about abuse of certain powers. So you have to be very, very careful when selecting those individuals. Yes.
Right. I know when I also am licensed and when I was selling insurance, final expense insurance, and that would be, I would really have clients who would sit there puzzled and could not think of who could be a beneficiary. And even if you ask them a backup, a contingent,
Absolutely. And so, insurance is another part of estate planning. So, I mean, we could talk forever about insurance as well, but that is definitely something else that falls under the umbrella of estate planning. Estate planning encompasses many different items. It's not just a will. It's not just a power of attorney. So it covers your entire life, and there are many things that go into it. And so nowadays, one of the huge areas that is coming up, of course, would be the digital assets. So we can get into that at some point, but that's another huge area.
Wow, the digital aspect. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Love to talk about that as well. So now you mentioned the aspects of estate planning consist of a lot of things. You talked about insurance. You talked about the will, and you talked about the trust. I hear this. I know a lot of people have listened to a lot of experts out there that talk about a will, how you need a will, but if you have a will, you still also need to have a trust. Can you explain that and what is a trust and why would I need to have a will and a trust if that's so?
Okay. Let's start with, what is a trust? And you said, do I need a trust? Okay.
Right.
The first thing I want to say is thank you so much, Deborah, for bringing this question up.
Okay.
Because I really appreciate you bringing this out to the forefront. The reason is I have been bombarded lately with phone calls, questions from individuals inquiring about trust. And before I can really get into the conversation I realize that this individual really doesn't have an estate plan at all in existence right now as we're talking, but they want a trust. So I'm wondering, how did we skip phase one and two, and now we're all the way on phase three, four, five? With a trust.
Somebody told him that. jailhouse lawyer.
So I really asked some people, okay, how did you hear about this trust? And the revocable trust, the living trust, revocable / living trust, is what people hear all the time. So I will shed a little light on that particular type of trust, the revocable trust. It seems to be very common, and you hear a lot of experts, as you mentioned, or people out there in the field of financial planning, that sort of thing. They always say, you need a trust, you need a trust. That is not always true.
Wow.
Each person's situation is case by case. Your circumstances are completely different than your neighbors, than your friend, than your parents. You all don't have to have a trust. One of you, two or three of you may need a trust. Mm-hmm. But not always.
I always thought you did. That's what they say, because you don't want to have to pay as much in probate fees. That's what I've heard. So, wow. Wow.
You have to be very, very careful about just saying flat out, I need a trust because this person said I do. It has to be looked at completely, your entire circumstances, your assets, your beneficiaries, your wishes. What do you want to happen? In some states, and it'll be a state-by-state type of situation that needs to be looked at, obviously. In particular, I will take a look at Maryland. The probate costs, the probate fees, sometimes they're really not as much as people would think. And sometimes to set up a particular trust, they may pay more setting up the trust than they'll really incur through probate costs. It's not always a big savings to go ahead and get a trust set up. Some people need trust. Some people should have trust. That is for sure. Okay. It depends on what your wishes are and your circumstances. If you want management for a child, if you don't want to give a child a big lump sum or outright inheritance at the age of 20, just if something happened to you, you don't want your child to get a huge chunk of money, which makes sense. You want it managed. You want a trust to manage those funds to say, oh, I want my son or I want my daughter to have $20,000 when they turn 25. I want them to have half of what's left in the trust when they turn 30, and they get the remainder of the trust when they turn 35. It can be spread out in the manner you'd like. So a trust sometimes to manage funds is a very good idea. Sometimes trusts are needed in particular situations. Spouses, sometimes trust can be very, very beneficial in those instances. There are also trusts if you own property in different states. That can make probate easier for your personal representatives. So there are various circumstances, but it is not a one-size-fits-all. It is just not. And I've had that question over and over. It just depends. So that's where the professional guidance should come in. Just to hear that flat out, yes, that flat out, everybody needs a trust. You should have a trust. It's not always true. And there are so many different types of trusts. There are trusts for just about everything you can think of under the sun, just about everything. A trust can manage funds. I look at a trust as a box. And you put whatever assets you want to in that box, and then you will have the specifics, the provisions set up in a document saying how you want those assets in that box to be distributed, to be managed, and you indicate the terms within that particular document of how you want those assets in that box to be managed. That's just one way I look at a trust.
Okay. Well, I tell you, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio. We're here live with our special guest, Miss Aquanetta J. Betts, and we are talking about you don't need a fortune to have to estate plan. Yeah, that's great information that we've discussed. I tell you, you've just blown my mind with the whole piece about the trust here, Aquanetta. Definitely, we're excited about learning more. We're going to talk about the digital aspect of how we need to put a plan in place for all of that as well when we come back from this short break. Thank you so much. You are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. 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 We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Does your home or office decor need a resurrection? Is there a special room of yours that says blah, blah, blah and is lacking inspiration? Then you need creative ways and solutions. we help you create feel-good spaces that are functional and beautiful at the same time. We are here to cater to you with an environmental and spiritually conscious flair. Both in-person and virtual interior design services are available. Visit us online at creativeways.com, spelled with a K, or call 888-280-8318 for a complimentary consultation. We create spaces that inspire you.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
DHerbs.com's Full Body Cleanse works to naturally cleanse and detoxify the body to aid in weight release, enhancing the immune system, and increasing energy levels. The Full Body Cleanse consists of the blood and lymphatic formula, cardiovascular, liver, spleen, and gallbladder, lungs and respiratory, kidneys, bladder, and adrenals, colon and digestive tract, and activated charcoal. When you cleanse your body, you open up the door to healing and rejuvenation. DHerbs.com.
We're live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, still celebrating our anniversary here, 5 years. Wow, how incredible. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. I cannot say thank you enough for tuning in to us every week. And we just want to encourage you and remind you, you can get all of our shows if you've just missed this part of the first half of this show, which has been phenomenal already. I want to encourage you to go to WealthySistersRadio.com, WealthySistersRadio.com, and you can click there and find our library and just really catch up on all of the great information that's here for you every week. Well, our very special guest today is Miss Aquanetta J. Betts, and we're talking about estate planning, how you really don't need a fortune to have to estate plan. So, Aquanetta, we're so excited to have you on the show today. Now, tell us a little bit more about what you were saying with those wills. We've talked about the trust. Let's get into this whole bit about social media. Now, this we've talked about here on the show often how technology has changed the game, period, in a lot of ways, even for us to be able to have this show. I mean, we have a show now. We have a publishing company. Technology has enabled us to do that, the newness, the innovative. Now you're talking about social media. We have accounts. We have all these things. Wow. Now you're saying we need to put something in place to address all of those digital concerns. What is that?
Absolutely. So just take a second and think about your music library, whether it's on your phone, your tablet, iPad, your computer, wherever you have these digital files. Just think about how much money you have spent on those files.
Wow.
You think about how many you have, and all of a sudden you have a dollar amount in mind. I know I do. So for many people, it can easily run into the thousands of dollars just for those musical files. So what happens to that? Does it just go away when you pass? Does it just go into la-la land or in the cloud somewhere and nobody can get it if they like? So that's just one aspect of your digital assets. What about photographs? There's an article I read a couple of days ago. I actually posted it on my social media platforms, and it talks about a man who actually was an airline pilot, and over his career he would take his camera with him and he took photos from the cockpit of interesting spots along his route, and he amassed this huge collection of fantastic photos, and he put them on Pinterest. And so over a period of time, lots of marketers and other commercial entities wanted to use his photographs. So I believe now the article said he is raking in $10,000 a month just on the use of these photos.
So, absolutely, because that's the best view in the cockpit. You've got the aerial view. Yes.
Exactly.
Wow.
So those are all digital. His files are all digital. What happens to those? if something happens to him? What happens to that income? So those things have to be accounted for. They have to be addressed. Right now, the area is still evolving. It is changing. It is growing. So some of the social media outlets like Facebook, Twitter, they are coming up with policies to try and address this. Because for so long, Facebook, if someone passed away, the personal representative or the next of kin, they had no control over their deceased loved one's Facebook account. So now there are some changes that are being made. Some things are happening with some of the different social media platforms where they are allowing at least the personal representatives to make changes to these accounts. Facebook, I think, will actually place some sort of memorial on their account upon someone's death. But there's still a process because, again, there are these privacy issues. How do we actually know? How does Facebook actually know that person is really deceased? Could you just see someone coming in trying to close your account? It's very possible. Right. So if you have a document, your will, you have something in your will that will address your social media platforms, how to handle Facebook, what your personal representative can do, what is that personal representative authorized to do? What about accessing your email accounts? There are many, many people out there that operate businesses, and they have a lot of information in their emails. So if your personal representative or that loved one, your next of kin, whoever's handling your estate after you pass away, if they cannot access certain files, your business actually could be undervalued. If they were able to sell your business, I've heard of an instance where a widow, her husband died suddenly. I think he was about 50 years old. He had an accounting firm, and he did not leave any information about passwords, passcodes, usernames. And so upon his death, there was someone who actually wanted to purchase his business. But after the business was actually sold to this individual, the wife and the individual helping the wife sell the business realized that they probably sold the business at a loss because they could not access all of her husband's files to gather more information. So it's very important, especially as business owners, to have this information documented. Again, you have to have the plan. Passcodes, if there's a trusted individual, you can just set up some sort of letter or some sort of document to put your passcodes or information in. Put it in an envelope, put it in a safe deposit box, or put it in some sort of safe, and let that trusted individual know, here's my information in case something happens to me. Only open this envelope then. Or just figure out that individual, your business partner, if you have one, should have that information. Because nowadays, there's so much we're putting on our computers. We're storing in the cloud. Somebody has to have access to that. So we have to plan now.
Right. I think about that, you know, those passwords, your phone, you know, even your phone, how will they have access to your phone? You've got the password of your phone, and we keep everything in our phone now. Wow. Well, you know, there's a lot that we can talk about. There's so much that's involved in, like you said, this estate planning. I know you have just a wealth of knowledge on it, so we definitely want to take time to have you back on our show and share more about, you know, the estate planning as well. Do you service clients that are only just in Maryland, or can you assist others that are outside of the Maryland area as well?
My license to practice law right now, I hold a license in Maryland and in the District of Columbia. So I am able to assist those individuals or business owners. If you need any help or assistance with estate planning, your business formation, that sort of thing, I am available. I also work with nonprofits with their charitable giving plans. Maryland and Washington, D.C., I am able to help.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, you know, we definitely want everyone to go to Wealthy Sisters Radio right now, wealthysistersradio.com. You can click right there on our featured guest, and you'll see Aquanetta's, all of her information, her website, very simple website, avetslaw.com. Love it, short and sweet, right there, can assist you. And also with the blogging, you want to click there and find her on LinkedIn, Facebook, and follow her there on the blog as well. And then also, you know, you mentioned that you support nonprofit organizations as well. You're educating them on how to put their charitable plan in place as well?
Yes, yes. I also work with nonprofit organizations, and it actually ties into estate planning. There's this gem of a fundraiser, and I call it a gem. G-E-M, because it is, it's a beautiful thing, but I really think it's underutilized.
Right.
Plan giving is when an individual decides to leave something to charity. And most of the time it would be through a will or through a trust.
Okay.
And for many individuals, plan giving works better, because it does not interfere with your current income stream. Most people can set up through their insurance policy a charity as a beneficiary. You can give 10%, or you can give $1,000 of your life insurance proceeds to a charity. But the same individual may have a hard time writing a check while they're alive for $1,000 to that charity. So it can be easier through planned giving. You can give a percentage of your estate through your will to a charity of your choice, but you may not be able to give that same amount while you're alive. So
while you're alive,
the nonprofits need to be ready to accept these types of gifts, and they should also put a plan in place to actually inform their supporters, their members, their board members about planned giving, so that people know it's actually an option for the charity.
It's an option. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I tell you, this has just been a powerful show. So much information that we need to know about. We appreciate you for just being able to turn your life experiences and your passion, you know, from experiencing your mom's health and the fact of needing estate planning, how that was very real for you. So we applaud you for doing that and turning it into something just amazing with your firm. So thank you so much, Aquanetta, for being here. We have thoroughly enjoyed you. And like I said, we definitely want to have you back on our show to talk more about this estate planning.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here, and I just love to inform. So if you need more information, please do not hesitate to contact me. I'd be glad to help.
Absolutely, and we want everybody right now to go to WealthySistersRadio.com, click there on our featured guest. You can get all of Aquanetta's information there, and like I said, she's on social media. Reach out to her as well, and definitely stay in the loop on her blog posting there. Well, you know, this show, we've been talking about estate planning, which is so important, and a part of that estate planning is insurance. And, you know, here we have our correspondents here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's right. We are committed to bringing you the best. And our financial correspondent is Marcella Mullen Williams, and she has a very special segment today that's talking about preparing and planning. So we want to bring Marcella's segment up, and then we'll be right back after that. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Hello, this is Marcella Mullen Williams with your Wealthy Sisters Radio financial segment. Just as human experience, psychology, and personality influences our personal relationships, it also has an impact on our money relationships. If we want to enjoy the kind of day-to-day lifestyle that does not involve stress, then we need to build a better relationship with money. Unlike every other type of relationship, there really isn't a way to break up with money. Like many relationships, though, our attitude towards money can make a huge difference. Now is always the perfect time to put a little energy into building a better relationship with money, and here are some suggestions. Take time to learn. There's a lot of information out there that helps us manage finances. However, we may be missing a very important factor by simply jumping jumping into those resources without taking the time to carefully understand why we currently handle money the way we do. Psychology is an important factor that we often overlook when it comes to managing money. If you don't know why you do the things that you do that don't serve you, you'll have a better idea of which habits to change in order to create the greatest improvement for your money relationships. Also, give yourself a break. If your financial situation is not ideal, resist the temptation to beat yourself up. Instead, focus on simple action steps you can take to create change. If you're on track towards your goals, take some time to pat yourself on the back. Habits take time to build, and they also take time to break and recreate. Also, make time count. Time is one of those most important, most precious resources we have. Spending a little time getting to know our cash flow is a key factor in building a strong relationship with your money. When you know what's going on with your cash flow, how your money's flowing in and out every month, you have a clear purpose for every dollar. You have a much greater control over your spending and a clear idea of how you can put money to work to help you reach your financial goals. And finally, the word save may have four letters, but it is not a four-letter word, if you know what I mean. If you're not a natural saver, then the easiest way to stick to saving regularly is make it automatic. Whether you're automatic payroll deductions or you set up pre-authorized savings plan, the trick is to set it and forget it. You'll be surprised how quickly you adjust to having a little less to spend and how quickly those regular contributions add up. If your money relationship is in need of improvement, all it takes is a little time, assistance from a financial coach, of course, and commitment to make things better. Like all great relationships, the rewards are definitely worth the effort. So for more information, visit my page at WealthySistersRadio.com or send me an email with questions, comments, or segment suggestions at attention Marcella Mullen Williams to correspondent at WealthySistersRadio.com.
Thank you so much, Marcella. That was some powerful information. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. And again, go to WealthySistersRadio.com. You can visit her page there under featured correspondence and learn more about all that she offers in her financial services and planning. She's phenomenal. And also check out our other correspondence there as well. Like I said, we're here to provide you the best of information and resources here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Well, I know you all have been tuned in. The lines are packed out. I see you. I know you want to know who are winners of the free commercial for the month of July. Well, none other. We got that round of applause going in the background. It's Miss Arlena Richardson, a PR expert out of Texas there, and Miss Deborah Northcutt. Congratulations. Congratulations. You will be receiving an email from our show producer today explaining all of the things you need to do for your free commercial. And again, if you are interested, yeah, you never know. Your name might come up. If you want to know how to do it, all you've got to do is just three simple things. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters. And also join our mailing list at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's right. Well, you know, this day has been another great day. Oh, just so grateful to have each and every one of you tuning in to us and celebrating the time that we're here together. And, you know, we've come to that segment of the show where this is absolutely one of the favorite is the power thought of the week. And I just want to take the time just to say again that everything, I want you to know this. I want you to know this because we have to remind ourselves of this every day. Everything is working as it is supposed to work. Everything is working in your favor. And I love the quote and the affirmation that our guest last week, I listened to her powerful affirmations that she has on YouTube. You can check her out, Ms. Bernadette Logue. And she talks about the universe is set up for your success. And so that means in thinking that everything you touch is a success. So I want you to keep that in your mind, keep that in your heart, have that close to you so that you'll know no matter what the situation might look like, no matter if you don't know what you're doing, you feel like you're at a loss, you had a plan and nothing ever goes as planned, you feel that way, just trust and believe that everything you touch is a success. You are a success. You are a success as a parent, as a friend, as a mother, as a father, as a lover. We want you to know that you are a success. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in to us here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. And as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. See you next week.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.